非常速度非常快的超连锁店店主。那第一位，他和他的太太 Julia 接触美安只是四年前他第一次来参加我们美安华人大会，在短短的四年里面，他连续跳了8个 pin level， 现在在美安的 pin level 是 Executive Supervising Coordinator， 执行经理级超连锁店店主，很强啊。那每四周的收入是15000到18000美元，现在呢，他又是我们加拿大蒙特利尔地区的中文协调员，请大家帮我用最热烈的掌声欢迎 Mr. David Choi。
能听到吗？美安的伙伴们，大家下午好。
好。
好，我的名字叫 David。我旁边的呢，那是我的资深的生意伙伴，她也是我的太太。她说呢，你今天上来呢，你一定要谢谢我，因为是你，是我呢，让你有机会接触美安。对啊，没错，是不是？我呢，是20年前我一个精明的决定，所以当他英明的选择美安的时候呢，那今天就是我拿总去收入的时候，大家说对不对？讲到感谢呢，要感谢我们公司的总裁 GR， 是他给我们创造，普通人呢创造了一个让我们普通人可以2到3年创业成功的这个机会。同时呢，也感谢我们公司的全国会议培训系统，现在可以叫全球会议培训系统，让我们全球的创业者呢能有机会呢创业成功。我们团结起来呢，改变这个世界。刚才帮着介绍了，我是4年前呢来第一次来参加我们的华人大会，是首次参加公司级别的大会啊。当时呢，我是带着问题来的啊。当时呢，我们团队有一个状况啊，我们的状况呢就是我们团队里的女的多啊，但问题不是女的多啊，问题是什么呢？他们不懂英文。然后呢，我就请他们来华人大会的参加培训。然后他们说呢，我们现在还没有赚到钱，所以呢，我们不能乱花钱，所以不去华人大会，啊。另外呢，我们一个状况呢，就是我们团队里的男的少，啊，男的少呢，他们说呢，你们这个不是什么生意，对吧？另外呢，另外一些男的家属呢，啊，他们在家里的极力反对，对吧？而且呢，有些人呢是极力反对。啊，这些呢，来了华人大会，我才知道，原来他们有一个党代表，就是 James Guo， 但 James Guo 呢，现在我是国际总裁经销商，是不是？啊，所以我的问题是什么呢？我的问题是如何让我团队的这些伙伴，像在我们华人大会上看到前排坐的这些成功的经销商一样的成功。如何让这些反对的家属呢，最后呢变成像我们James Guo国际总裁级这样的成功的经销商，对吧？这是我的问题。然后两天的大会，我听到最响的几个关键词是什么呢？就是门票、开会，然后呢每会必到。大伙儿这两天听了是不是这样的啊？然后呢，我在想，确实也是这样的，这好像就是我寻找的答案啊。然后呢，通过看公司总裁 GR 的他的表演，我们看 GR 手里拿着一个豆的罐子，是不是啊？原先呢，我以为我团队的很多伙伴呢积极共闹，我认为他们是很不错的 leader， 是不是？后来呢，我才发现他们只是豆子，对吧？所以呢，这些豆子呢，离着变成 leader 还有很大的距离。那如何让他们变成 leader 呢？那就是把他们放到罐子里，怎么样？不停地摇，对不对？啊，那这罐子是什么？罐子就是我们的全国培训系统，对。所以呢，从此以后呢，我就做了一个决定，从此以后 坚持做到美会必到，同时呢带着伙伴坚持做美会必到啊。然后呢，我当时一想法呢，就是给我们地区呢画了一个方圆，只要是在离我们地区10小时之内的距离，那我们 NMTS 只要有的培训，我都要去，我都要带着团队一起去啊。那经过这2天的培训呢，我们还看到听到我们还有一个更出色的团队，是吧？我们听到亚特兰大以恒和 Tom 的团队，是不是他们把自己的团队的培训的距离画到多少？28个小时。大家要不要给他们一个热烈掌声？我移民，我跟我太太移民加拿大已经有10多年啊。当我来到加拿大的时候呢，我发现我非常后悔的一件事，这件事是什么呢？就是我错过了加拿大开始的圈地运动，对吧？圈地运动是什么？只要你赶上了，你就发了，是不是这样的啊？但是呢，不怕，今天呢，我们赶上了新的圈地运动。我们说美岸平台是不是就是新的圈地运动啊？是不是？啊，我们积累的就是我们的优惠忠实的顾客，对不对？那如果说你错过了400年前的圈地运动，那今天呢，在座的每位伙伴呢，就不应该有这样的借口，因为这样的机会就在你的手上，就在你的面前，对不对？那如何掌握它呢？就是一定要抓住你手里的2张、3张门票，对不对？那刚才我去看了一下，我们呢前面呢只有几百张门票，已经不多了，所以呢你的机会还有，所以呢现在大家如果还没有拿到票的伙伴，赶紧去买票，然后北卡见，谢谢大家。
谢谢北卡，要成功就要进入系统，真的很感人，他们夫妇两个人带着自己带着团队，那从跑纽约跑多伦多来参加这个当地的 NMTSS 的培训，这叫做没有条件啊，有条件要上，这没有条件创造条件也得上哈。那接下来呢，我要给大家介绍的这位年轻人呢，他真的很年轻哈，他现在只有25岁，那他在做这个生意的时候呢，只有21岁，他来自费城，那现在呢，在一家公司里面做税务工作。对，然后呢，在近半年里面，他就连续跳了2个拼接，从 professional coordinator 跳到 national 啊 supervising coordinator。那么 he jumped， I just like to speak in English. He jumped within 6 months from the professional coordinator to the national supervising coordinator。现在每4周的收入，他是1万到1万5。Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together to welcome Mr. Jordan Hodo.
Thank you. I'm going to see if I get this right. Don't you how?You know, first of all, I want to definitely send my gratitude to the Chinese community for opening this event to English speakers, because I consider you guys the best builders in the world, so thank you. You know, secondly, I want to definitely show gratitude to Amber and Uncle Tom, because leadership, mentorship, I mean, Flushing community, I think I just got blessed with the right people at the right time and an incredible team as well, and I'm really privileged they allowed me to even be up here to represent them.Because they got incredible leaders. We have so many incredible leaders that could be here, so thank you again. I appreciate it. So my name's Drayan. 25 years old right now. I started this business when I was 21, 4 years ago. You know, I guess starting this business for me, it was, you know, really having to do with my parents. You know, I wanted to be able to retire my parents. I wanted a better life for my parents because they immigrated to this country.For a better opportunity, like so many of us. And I saw that going to school, graduating St. Joe's with a 4.0 GPA wasn't really doing much in the sense that it wasn't giving my parents the life that they deserve or the lifestyle that they deserve. You know, so being introduced to this business, I realized there was a better path and a better vehicle to be able to provide for them a lot more, you know, and now in the past 4 years, right, I've been able to, instead of them working 80-hour weeks, instead of them working two jobs, I've been able to send them back on vacation now for the first time to Florida. You know, I've been able to give them, pay rent, pay mortgage, pay utility bills, you know, give them a life that they've always dreamed of, and now being able to send them back to their home country for a whole month. I think for me, that's what this business is about, you know, and walking this stage as a senior master coordinator last year and walking the state for the first time and now as a national coordinator, national supervising coordinator, I think it's really important to understand that the average, this is meant for the average person, right? Because if you notice, I'm in a t-shirt, I got jeans on, I got sneakers, I'm nothing special. And you're probably wondering, why is this white guy on stage, first of all, right? Right? So if I can do it, anyone really can build this business, very strong. And honestly, it has to do with the events. Because if it wasn't for the system, if it wasn't for Chinese boot camp, if it wasn't for North Carolina, honestly, no one can really build this business. So there's three main reasons that you need to get your tickets to the next event, right? Number one is for yourself. Because what I've noticed in this business is that no matter what, no matter if you're a brand new distributor or if you're an intergalactic space commander, right, you need to re-sponsor yourself. Every single event, you have to re-sponsor yourself. Number two is for your team, because it's not whether or not you do something well. The question is it gonna duplicate? And number three is starting for your culture. How are you gonna accelerate growth? The only way you can accelerate growth is to set something in motion, right? Create an excitement within the unified vision. So going a little bit more in depth for yourself is having an understanding about this business. You know, and the only way to do that is if you understand yourself first. You need to have a level of discipline higher than any employee, so to speak. There's a reason why there's a 5%, and there's a reason why there's a 95%. It's their level of discipline. 95% of people can't discipline themselves, but 5% of people understand what they need to do, and what their mindset is that the pain of discipline is far easier to bear than the pain of regret. I'll let that sink in. And for yourself, if you come into that understanding, now you have an urgency. You don't have 5 years to build this business. You don't have 3 years. You have now. Our concept of the future is false. There's no such thing. All we have is this moment in time. I need this now. So ask yourself the question, what is my business going to look like in the next year? And if I'm going to grow in the next year, I got to make sure I have my tickets, because I need to basically say that to the universe that, and I'm going to make this happen and show my team that I'm going to make this happen. And at the same time, if you're going to grow, you have to strategically understand how you're going to manage your time. Are you going to work with people who, like Uncle Tom said, suspects or prospects? Suspects will talk. You ever have talkers? People say they're going to blow this business up, right? We all have talkers. No, but who's going to run? Who's going to buy the tickets? Those are the people that you're going to work with. Now you're building into a team, the second point. And a team, the only way you can measure growth is by the number of tickets within the team and the attendance to the event, period. I don't care how many people is in your lines or your whatever. It's like, how many people are here? Because with that mentality, that can duplicate a culture, right? With that team mentality, because at the end of the day, it's not going event to event to event. It's not. I hate sometimes when we say we go event. We don't go to events. We have to build into each and every single event. Because your goal is to own the room. Do you realize that? Because only then are you really building this business the right way, because now you're starting to duplicate a culture. Like I said, and with a culture, what comes with the culture is basically transmitting behavioral patterns. transmitting beliefs within a group of individuals so that it's centered around personal growth first. You need to center your culture around personal growth by the event so that now, as that team is starting to center around personal growth, what's going to happen is it's going to accelerate and it nurtures an environment of positivity and growth, building it the right way with the right mentality. And I get this sometimes, and the mentality is this, right? But D, do I ever graduate from going to the events?
No.
But D, do I have to go to every single event? Is there any time that I graduate and I never go to? No. We're human beings. I don't care if you're a $1 million club earner. I don't care if you're a new distributor. There's five things we always need, and we're always in need of one of these five things. Gaining knowledge, we need to always improve our attitude, we need to build belief, we need to develop our skill sets, and changing our behavior into entrepreneurism, into big business behavior. Because if you could have today everything that you ever wanted, being the person that you are today, you would have it, but you don't. So to get what you want, guess what you have to do? Humble yourself. Let the ego slip. You're nothing. If you're not annualizing $250,000 a year in this business, annualizing, not pit level. Forget your title. Annualizing, $250,000, you're nothing. You're an amateur. Grow into it. So that now, humbling yourself, you will learn more and you will grow. Because all of us have greatness within us. Every single one of us has greatness within us. We have the power to become large entrepreneurs. It's not easy. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it takes sacrifices, but it's worth it. It's worth it, guys. I promise you it's worth it. Because being that it's worth it, you can set your own life on your own schedule. No one can tell you what to do. You can do what you want with who you want, when you want, and live a life of freedom. No one will ever control you. And that's what this business is about. It's not the money, it's freedom. Yeah. How do we get the freedom? Min Lu always says, no ticket, no money, right? No, it's more tickets, more money. So let's do this, guys. Let's double this arena. Thank you for the privilege and honor to be up here, you know, to share with you guys. My piao, baby. Let's go.
精彩不精彩啊，精彩，非常棒哈。那从他们的见分享和我们在座的所有成功人的经验，可以见证一个真理，那就是说，如果要在这个生意里面成功，一定要买票和卖票。我们要去参加我们今年8月份的国际年会和明年6月份的华人年会，2月份的World Conference。 那在我们结束之前呢，我答应给他们做一个 promotion 啊，那就是呢，这里面有一些，就是在我们这个注册的，就是今天注册的这个地方哈，有一些这样的工具，我觉得非常非常的好，这是 Isotonics 的杯子哈。其实我呢，我跟我太太呢用了这个杯子用了很多，而且呢，我们 流通了很多的 BV， 因为这很方便。你看这里还有一个这个小盒子啊，这好小盒子可以把你们这个Isotonics各种粉末的状态的放在这个盒子里面一起带走，很方便很便捷哈。那还有这里的这个shop.com 的 binder， 我觉得这些都是必备的工具啊。我建议你们呢，每个人都要有那么一套东西。 我相信呢。 很有助于帮助你们这个发展拓展这个生意，好不好？那接下来呢，大家呢马上呢就去吃饭，但是。